York Region teachers are bracing for strike votes in the fall and what uncertainty they could bring beyond the first day of school. Both the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario and the Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation have announced intentions to hold strike votes among members as school begins. This comes after several months of conflict between the union and the province, with both unions negotiating and not yet reaching new deals with the province. District 16 OSSTF York Region President Muna Kadri said it is unfortunate that negotiations have not gone better. Both at the local and provincial tables, OSSTF has been trying to negotiate stability for our colleagues, students, and schools for a year now, Kadri said. It is incredibly disappointing that the government and our employer don't feel our urgency. In an August 14 news release, ETFO cited ongoing negotiating issues such as school violence, working conditions, class sizes and compensations. The union accused the government of refusing to engage in a meaningful discussion on those priorities. ETFO members have been without an agreement for almost a year. They have been patient, but their patience has run out. We need the Ford government to take bargaining seriously and to act in good faith, as required by law, notes ETFO President Karen Brown. Ontario Ministry of Education Stephen Lecce has said he is disappointed, and the government is focused on back to school in the fall. Our government has been bargaining in good faith, meeting over 170 times with all education unions, and are focused on securing a deal that keeps kids in class, provides stability, and treats educators fairly, Lecce said in an online statement. Threatening another strike and creating anxiety for parents and students just weeks before the start of the school year is unnecessary and unfair. The local OSSTF has also been negotiating at the local level for a new deal with the York Region District School Board, writing letters to trustees. Despite the labor unrest, Kadri said teachers will be there come September. Like they are every single year, teachers will be in their classrooms, ready to greet students on the first day of school, Kadri said.